Any other, anything else you might call it? Is that a dry spell?
Let me see, I'm trying to think of now, maybe something. A dry spell. At the moment.
Well, would you use drought or draught?
I don't think in a city or community we speak of the drought as they would on a farm or, you know, in the open land. I don't think we would. I know what a drought is.
Sure.
But I'd say being a big city, we have had a dry spell. No matter how, and the outside, probably the suburban say we had a drought. I mean, if we had a growing farm or garden or something, a drought. But a dry spell is a dry spell.
Now, how about if the wind suddenly begins to blow hard, you might say the wind is.
It starts to blow hard?
Yes, it hasn't been blowing hard, but suddenly it starts, and you say the wind is. You just want to indicate that the wind is getting started. It's starting. The wind is starting to blow hard.
Well, it's starting to wind. I'm trying to visualize the actual occurrence.
Sure.
It's getting pretty windy.
Okay.
It's getting pretty windy. Yeah, I'll say that. Pretty windy. That might mean gradually could be getting harder, blowing stronger. I'd be more say getting pretty windy rather than saying getting quite windy.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty windy, we often use the word pretty, but not.
Okay, and then if the wind, after it, the wind has blown quite hard, and then it begins to subside, you probably wouldn't use subside in normal conversation.
No, just quiet it down.
But if it's in the process of doing this, you'd say
the wind is quieting down.
And how about if you looked out the window one morning in the autumn and you saw it hadn't snowed, but there was a little white on the ground?
Frost.
And this same morning you went out and looked at your, you had a little bird bath out in the yard, and you looked out there in the bird bath and you saw it, it did what last night, the water in the bird bath?
It froze over. I know in that questionnaire they mentioned terms that I never knew before, about the thin ice, but
sure.
It froze over. I try to think of that when I was marking that questionnaire, what term we used, and I couldn't think of it.
Uh-huh.
But now I try to visualize and say with the. The water in the gutter was frozen over.
Sure.
See? That didn't necessarily mean it was solid. Mm-hmm. It had just been a little thin ice. It could have been solid.
How about the main room in your house when you lived? Any one of your houses?
Well, the living room. Of course, that may not be the most important. Maybe the kitchen is where they prepare your food,
uh-huh.
And the dining room.
And how about that thing that goes up from the furnace, takes the smoke up out of the house?
Well,
they usually have them on fireplaces.
I know
Santa Claus comes down.
I know they go down the chimney. I was going to say flue, but I think chimney. I thought you probably had that in thought in mind.
Is the flue the same thing, or just another name for the same?
No, I think the flue is the same thing, F-L-U-E. Definitely a chimney. Of course, a chimney is usually brick or could be stone,
mm-hmm.
But a flue usually is more or less metal, you know.
I see.
Wouldn't you? Am I?
Yeah. Oh, well, I wouldn't. I mean, never thought about what I'd use in the similar sort of thing. I want to get the rooms of the. You can pick any house that you lived in a long time. The house that you consider your most nearly permanent dwelling in your life. And I just want you to name for me the rooms in that house.
Well, when you say house, I'll explain it this way. When I was born, of course, most of the people that we knew had a store, and they lived upstairs. And
okay.
You had your living rooms upstairs above the store. There were smaller places where people lived back and so on. We never